Ahead of his Valentine's Day weekend trip to Camp David, President Biden told reporters he and First Lady Jill Biden were going to hang out and do what they always do. That story again. President Biden definitely forgot it was Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't sympathize with any joke that posits that a couple that's been together for decades should make a big deal out of Valentine's Day.
No. But, obviously. Yeah.
Anyway, so a California mom and her husband.
Dip yourself in red and cover yourself in rose petals and that sort of thing.
For instance.
Right.
For instance. Roll around in honey, then the rose petals. Huh?
You.
God, that would feel terrible.
You're going to have ants all over you.
And then what? Oh, that would feel terrible. A California mom and her husband are angry. They say it's not fair. Their three boys were kicked out of a Catholic elementary school because mom sells access to sexy photos and videos of herself online. Now, these people's name is in all the news articles. I'm not comfortable using it just because the kids. I don't want to make it easier for the kids to be identified.
No. What's the point? The story makes no difference to me what the names are.
Right, right. So, well, this woman's name is Crystal. We'll just say Crystal, who's known as Mrs. Poindexter online.
Started
an OnlyFans account for her hot mom persona. Now, OnlyFans is that website where only people who pay can see your postings of erotic, nasty, et cetera, pictures.
I've heard about this. You've talked about it. Isn't there a glut of that? I mean, I would think there'd be so many of those. You couldn't make any money.
You're going to drop your pants when you hear how much money she was making.
I'll build up to that then. How is it possible when there are millions and millions and millions of women who are willing to do that, apparently?
Money
in it.
You have to build a brand, I guess. It's a little mystifying to me. But so she's making some extra money. We'll tell you how much in a moment or two. But evidently word got around school somehow, and in Cut 20, she explains how she got outed.
Crystal says last summer, a group of moms found her site and started a campaign to get her three kids kicked out of Sacred Heart Parish, a Catholic elementary school. At one point, sending anonymous envelopes, including her explicit content, to the diocese and school principal.
They wanted my kids removed, who are innocent to this whole thing, and their efforts worked.
So I'm thinking about this for a second. So my son goes to school. I find out that one of his classmates' moms has naked pictures or videos or whatever they are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Then I make the leap that that kid shouldn't be at the school?
Apparently,
I'm having trouble making that leap.
Yeah, well, you probably wouldn't get along with the moms who organized the witch hunt. Well, that's a little strong. How about the, who's it? No, I can't say that word on the air. The campaign to get them tossed out.
Well, is there some belief that they're mad that their husbands might be into it?
How did those women come across that? Those pictures?
That's one thing. How would you come across that?
I mean, there's so many naked women on the internet.
Is it videos or pictures?
Both. Let me hit you with some of the quotes. It fills in a lot of the blanks. Chris, Crystal's husband, who sometimes takes the photos, said, "We think of it as artistic or sultry and sexy and fun and playful, but certainly nothing hardcore. Thanks to her subscribers, Crystal's OnlyFans account now brings in up to $150,000 per month."
That can't be. Who's paying for pornography?
Other people. Hey,
You don't pay much. It's 75,000 people paying a little bit of money. Let's see. 2 weeks ago, she was removed as the second grade room mom. And on Sunday, the family got an email from the school principal. Yes?
The kids don't know that the mom is doing this, right? Or is the word gotten around on the playground?
Oh, I don't know that. I'm sure it has now. Whether it had earlier, it doesn't make that clear. I mean, if it was disruptive and the kids were getting bullied or pictures of their mom or something, I could see it.
As the story is presented, the way the school found out was from the other mom sending the pictures to the people in charge of the school. It did not come from the students started saying it, and then the teachers heard about it.
So it's like the old Rodney Dangerfield joke. You're out at the tetherball pole as a third grader, and you say to your buddy, "Hey, Brandon, you got any pictures of your mom naked?" He says, "No." "You want to buy some?" That'll
exactly. So 2 weeks ago, Crystal was removed as the second grade room mom. And then on Sunday, they got an email from school principal saying they must find another school for the kids immediately. Quote, and this is a twist now, your apparent quest for high-profile controversy in support of your adult website is in direct conflict with what we hope to impart to our students, by the email in part. So they're claiming she trumped up the controversy to get publicity for the website.
Which, I guarantee you, helped a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
How did... Like Sean said, other people, you do have to accept that if this is happening, people are willing to do it. It's so hard for me to imagine the math working on this. With the number of people that seem to be willing to show themselves naked.
Right, right.
Unless there are people that just, maybe there are a lot more people that just spend hours and hours a day looking at porn that I can't imagine. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, one of the things you're seeing is the OnlyFans removes the illusion or removes the, you know, the person making this is in on it. They are a willing participant in the content that I'm watching.
They're not being exploited by some evil corporation or pimp or anything like
that. Yeah, some website that's just handling self-uploads that who knows where, right? There is a more guilt-free consumption using this model that I think some people find appealing.
Guilt-free? And what would the guilt be?
Well, nobody's uploading videos of their old girlfriend without their consent, or an unconscious woman, or some, you know, 18-year-old runaway who's strung out on drugs, who's doing porn in L.A. It's you know, people who are taking responsibility and saying, this is what I want to do, here's me, and you can correspond with them and the rest of it, which is appealing, I guess, to some guys, but... the ample mammaried mama said she'll continue to post on her OnlyFans and seeks to enroll her kids in another Catholic school, one that's less judgmental. So I wish those people the best. It reminds me, we had a discussion, it was in college, it was ages ago, about how...
So you're not going to take a stance on this? You haven't taken a stance.
Okay.
Taking a second, you've had kind of a tone, a judgmental tone, but you haven't said anything yet.
Exactly. So I get credit for being opinionated without actually having an opinion. It is a private institution. They can do business with whoever they want.
Well, let's get away from what they can to what they should.
Okay, what they should do. I think the moms involved should have minded their own damn business, and if it became a distraction, then it's a distraction. Don't solve a problem before it's a problem.
Yeah.
Of course, that contradicts nip it in the bud and a stitch in time saves nine, but...
I really hate the idea of kicking the kids out over it.
It seems very busybody-ish to me.
Yeah. It's a Harper Valley PTA song.
Is it?
Kind of like that.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
Nah,
really, they made a TV
like
show about it
years
and
old. Yeah, I don't know.
They made TV
Mom's
shows about songs?
Or a movie.
What was the plot, generally speaking? My memories are very vague.
Maybe Michael could dial it up. But anyway, it's a song from back in the 70s. It's the bunch of the busybodies on the PTA were complaining that one of the moms was wearing her skirts too short and her high heels to come pick up the kid from school and all that sort of stuff. Kind of got their husband's attention, seems to be what was driving a lot of it. And anyway, at the end of the song, she turns it back on them. Well, if I'm so bad, then how about this? It seems like, you know, your husband's asked me out twice in the last month. And, you know, a bunch of other things, like a dirty linen that other people had that nobody was discussing at the time. When I read this story, there was some suggestion that perhaps some of the moms were bothered that their husbands had been checking this website out,
and then the gals around school a lot too. Hey, I'll pick up Junior today. I'm happy to. Well, you seem very busy, honey. Let me pick up Junior.
So was that driving any of it?
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I can't come up with a legitimate reason to chuck the kids.
I got to admit, if one of the moms from school was doing this, I might check it out just to see. Really? That's surprising. And how far does this go? I might want to know. And then once you look, you know, that other part of your brain takes over. You never know what's going to happen then.
Oh, yeah. You're only a human being, Jack.
I'm one man.
Your needs.
Standing against a tide.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently, okay. People who want to pay for pornography, which is $150,000 a month. Just the logic of economic supply and demand would make me think that there's going to be so many women pour into that market this week that it would be diluted down to like $10,000 a month. Right? Just supply and demand. Yeah,
I suppose so, but she's built a brand.
Or she's extraordinarily hot. Of course, even that's a dime a dozen. But
not particularly, no.
Well, she's a very, very pretty, very curvy 40-something woman.
Absolutely. But not like stop on the street billboard model sort of looks or anything like that.
Well, no, but once you hit that upper echelon of hot.
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's all the same.
What do people generally pay for this sort of thing? And for how
it
long?
Depends.
Like, do you pay for $10 to look at
like
for an hour?
Anywhere from $5 to $50 a month, depending on the person, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a range of whatever the person sets as their threshold for, you know, doing vacuuming and lingerie or whatever they're doing.
That's precisely what she does.
Wow. A lot of that she sort vacuums of in lingerie.
Can Among other things.
I don't care what you wear. Would you come over and vacuum? And I won't look at you at all. I would pay $5 a month for you to vacuum my house. You can wear the sweats and boots if you want to. I don't care.
And use that little snoot thing in the corner, would you?
Yeah.
Got a lot of dog hair over there.
If you do under the cushions on the couch, $10 a month.
Right.
I hate doing that.
Yes.
It's like gummy bears and pencils and all kinds of stuff down there. It's gross.
Armstrong and Getty.
A story here, the Harper Valley PTA.
Who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High.
She was wearing her skirts way too high, you see.
Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play.
Why don't you hear the key
and she
here?
She said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA.
We got a bunch of texts about this, I'll read them.
Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high.
So, similar sort of thing, and she was...
That makes her a slut.
The modern version is you got a website. Now, how explicit is the website? Do we know? I mean, is it full nudity?
Yeah, there's some nakedness, I guess. It's mostly softcore lingerie stuff, but I'm told there's some nakedness. I'm not going to pay the fee and figure it out.
Not full-on porn?
No. Well, it depends. Depends what you consider porn.
So, it's a Catholic school. Mom's got one of those websites where she does pornish stuff. Is that even fair?
Erotica.
Nude video, sometimes nude videos.
Okay, then I shouldn't use the word porn, because porn doesn't seem like it would apply here, in my mind. I know it when I see it, Sean. That's the Supreme Court ruling.
Exactly.
Seems like a tough guideline.
What's that?
Seems like a tough, unenforceable guideline.
It is.
It is, quite famously. Yeah, which was the justice's point.
Yeah. I don't know how to define pornography, but I know it when I see it, which I would agree with, too. We might have differing opinions on that, which is the problem. We got a bunch of texts on this, so they're making the kids. Has that been determined? The kids do have to leave school.
Yes, they've kicked them all out. The family is gonzo, persona non grata.
I'll run through some of the texts. If the mom was Antifa, would they kick her out of school? I'm not sure if that applies.
Wow, I love that.
Those busybody moms who subscribed to the site and paid the money so they could get the pictures. Who exactly has the problem here? Okay. They're like cops, you know? They're collecting evidence. They had to do it.
Sure.
Hey, guys, my kids go to school there because this is a local story to us where we're broadcasting from, and so there are people listening that know the school and attend the school and that sort of stuff. It is a Catholic school. Hey, guys, word has definitely gotten around on the playground. I have three kids there, and they all know. I would be pretty weirded out regardless of the age, but the younger the age, the weirder. Like, my son is still young enough. He doesn't have a concept of women showing their naked bodies for money yet. And I don't want him to learn about it at school and have a particular mom to point to. it seems kind of weird.
But you're missing the main question, the one we were wrestling with. Is anybody aware, or the fact that anybody's aware of this, is that directly because the other moms brought it to people's attention? Would it have, I mean, there are plenty of people who know me for years and years. They don't know, you know, what my hobbies are or what I do in my spare time, and they don't care.
I've got one that's going to fill in a bunch of details, I think, in a second, but I'll Save that for
you. Yeah, I've got a chapter from the Bible going to fill in some of the details too, sir.
Wow, that's a good one.
Hypocrite.
Is that in your book, Joe Getty's How to Argue Unfairly? You drop one of those bombs?
The Bible!
That's a bonus in the chapter titled...
Yeah, bonus chapter in the audiobook version is where you find that one.
Because it's not hard to come back from the I've got a chapter from the Bible.
Right.
The Bible! Well,
that's in the chapter semi-unfair argument.
My son was on a basketball team, and one of the other moms was a legit porn star. All the parents knew. The kids had no idea. She didn't dress provocatively, although she did wear a certain type of pant that showed off her bottom, and all the dads looked. We just ignored it, and the kids never knew.
Nice pant.
And all the dads looked.
Oh, no. No.
Hope everyone was okay.
It's a Catholic school, and a lot of Catholic schools have morality standards. You sign a contract. I didn't know that, but
different.
If you have a contract with a morality standard, that's the end of the discussion to me. If you want to do something that's outside that, you need to put your kids in a different school.
You know, I was going to go with the Jesus statement that he was without sin should cast the first stone. It's funny, I learned about that as a kid. I think they were gonna stone a prostitute. And it's straight out of Afghanistan, you know, that sort of old-timey, crazy, violent justice. As a kid, I heard about that. I think I just pictured them chucking rocks at her for a minute or two.
Yeah.
But no, if you've ever seen a stoning or read about it, it's a horrific thing. But, I don't appreciate the casting of the stone.
Well, that's the point of
You've got your own sins and plenty of them.
That's what happens at the end of the Harper Valley PTA song. How about Mr. Johnson, the vice principal, is down at the bar getting drunk every night, hitting on the barmaid. Anybody got a problem with that? You know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. My ninth grade algebra teacher was an exotic dancer. She was 22 years old.
That's like a plot from Varsity Blues.
The vice principal and his buddies would go down to the bar's patrons and give her money. She made more in a month dancing than she made the entire school year. I don't want a high school algebra teacher that is a stripper. That's the last thing I want as a 16-year-old.
Going to class every day.
Sitting in math class.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Does President Biden still believe that Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard, represents the gold standard on leadership during this pandemic? Just a yes or no.
It doesn't always have to be a yes or no answer.
Jen Psaki not willing to say yes or no on whether Biden still thinks Governor Cuomo is the gold standard for handling the pandemic. Oh, boy. Bit of a gotcha question out of Good Morning America's John Carl, but
yes or no? Shut up. Let me answer the question.
I don't like the lack of nuance. I'm not a fan of that. I think there should be more nuance in most stuff. I think we'd be better off with it. But she wasn't going to answer the question.
You're preventing her from actually giving some meaningful criticism because she's not going to say, no, he's not the gold standard anymore. Right. But you're backing her into a corner of just supporting it without allowing her to point out the shortfalls.
I would let her take a shot at it before I'd hit her with a yes or no. To pay off the teacher thing, or not, why do I keep saying teacher thing? It's a parent thing. The parent was... What do you call those websites?
OnlyFans account.
OnlyFans.
Showing her parts and doing erotic housework videos and that sort of thing. Not hardcore or anything, just kind of sexy.
Is OnlyFans all sexy stuff or is it other things?
I've never heard of anybody discussing it for anything else.
Okay. It can be for anything, but it is essentially used for that.
I just wondered if there was anybody that, like, you know, a musician I like, and it's OnlyFans, and you sign up and watch something.
That sort of thing exists. I have a vague memory of it, but
okay.
Anyway,
we got this text. The school knew about our website and left the kids alone despite parent protests. Then she did an interview about the treatment by the other moms. The article put a spotlight on the situation and caused the school to boot the kids due to the controversy. If she hadn't done the article, the kids would still be at the school. It's a blatant money grab by her, and she sacrificed her kids to do it. That's from somebody claims to be in the know on the story. So
yeah, well, you could make that argument. On the other hand, the original sin, I think, was the mom's, you know, jumping on the administration, demanding she get kicked out. Now, if she saw that and exacerbated, made it worse, made it more public, okay, fair enough. But I still don't like the Puritanism of it. On the other hand, I don't know what their morals contract looks like at that Catholic school.
You know how angry a lot of women would be if they found out their husband could and maybe was looking at sexy pictures of one of the other moms? That's not the sort of thing women like.
What? Really? Interesting.
They don't.
You oogling other moms or friends or something like that?
Yeah, boy, that little kid's mom is crazy hot. I'd love to see her naked, honey. Yeah, that doesn't go over well. I'm always learning. You know,
like moms what? Never every, do it.
Every day you're alive, you learn something new.
Like moms aren't doing a double take at the water polo coach or something.
Hey, now.
Come on.
Jonathan Swan out with some reporting yesterday. Biden has got some foreign policy issues he's going to have trouble dealing with. China, obviously, the biggest one that every president will be dealing with for the rest of my life. But he's got the whole Iran thing where it really looks like they did a cave last week. They talked tough early in the week about we won't be talking to the Iranians unless they stop, you know, enriching your uranium. And then Iran announced we're not going to stop. And then the Biden administration said we're looking to start talks with the Iranians. Wait a second. Where did that demand from earlier in the week go? Just disappeared. Mm. What is going on there? And now this. This is from Jonathan Swan. New. Russia's adversaries. Oh, you need to know the backstory that Russia has been looking to make a pipeline. You see, the world still runs on oil, President Biden, whether you like it or not. And pipelines are still a good way to transport that oil. It's fast and efficient and less dangerous, actually, than transporting in trucks, which will continue to happen.
Far better than that, right.
But anyway, Russia and Germany have been working together on this pipeline for a long time. And Germany's working with Russia on this, which is pretty interesting, or German companies, anyway. But Germany's allowing it. New, Russia's adversaries in Central and Eastern Europe are worried President Biden isn't willing to fight hard enough to stop the Russia-Germany gas pipeline Nord Stream 2, one of Putin's core priorities. Until today, they'd kept their concerns private. A source close to Ukrainian President Zelensky told me, says Jonathan Swan, the Ukrainians are a bit disappointed that President Biden did not commit during the Munich Security Conference to use every tool in his power to stop Nord Stream 2. America's partners in Eastern and Central Europe want Biden to make it clear that he's willing to sanction the entire construction fleet and signal a willingness to sanction the German utility companies that would be receiving the Russian energy. So his whole America's back as the leader speech the other day is all nice and fine and everything like that. But is he going to stand up for a lot of our allies who want to stop that Russian pipeline from happening?
Well, you got to put Hunter in charge of that, don't you?
Hey, now.
I mean, he's on that board of that Ukrainian energy company. So obviously he's an expert in that arena.
I see where you're going.
I'm going with logic. It's like Jared. He brought peace to the Middle East. Send Hunter over there. If he makes a few million bucks on the side, who am I to fault him for that? Everybody's got a hustle.
Come on.
That's complicated. I'm uncomfortable with Germany being in bed with Putin. Highly uncomfortable.
God, you'd
that.
Think they would be. You know what that is? That's exactly like what we've been doing with China and sure. The rest of the world. They're doing with Russia like we've been doing. Yeah, they're an enemy, you know, and historically, and all right, they're practically on our border, and yeah, there's a lot to worry about, but man, there's a lot of money in this.
Yeah, I don't think Russia is overtly evil in the same way that China is.
Oh,
it's a little more complicated.
Not. Putin I don't think Putin is trying to expand, take over the world. China wants to take over the world. No doubt about it.
Yeah, Putin wants to reassert Russian, quote-unquote, greatness and leadership and all, but, you know, I can't fault him for that. But they're not as relentlessly expansionist and predatory as China.
You'd be surprised at how many texts we've gotten from people who's at schools, either a teacher was a stripper or a porn star or something. But back in the day, pre-internet, you could keep that sort of thing secret a lot easier, right?
You couldn't make 150 gur a month on it, though.
No, you couldn't. But apparently that's more common than you think. I don't know. Could have happened as far as I know. I don't know if any of my teachers were strippers or not. How the hell would I have known?
No, no. I know. I remember there was a big story. There were several stories, you know, a few years ago about a woman would be a teacher in good standing at a school. Then it would turn out that she had done porn years ago, and they would fire her. There are various lawsuits on this one.
That shouldn't be a problem, should it? Years ago? You're not currently a porn star.
Although they usually go with the argument that, oh, now the kids know, and it's a distraction, and everybody giggles and talks, and so we got to get rid of it.
Wouldn't that last like a couple of days?
I would think so, and or it would be up to the woman. I mean, you've got to assess whether she's effectively teaching the kids. And if she is, and she can deal with the kids giggling, well, then fine and dandy. Let it roll. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
teaching math. If you have three men and two women, that's a fivesome. Fivesome. 3 + 2 = 5.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's unfortunate. I don't think that was a serious addition to the conversation.
Wasn't an attempt to really get to the root of any core sociological problems.
Hmm. Got a note from Al Anonymous. Porn addiction in me. I'm a recovering porn addict, age 54.
Huh.
Here are the highlights. Shown a naked playing card when I was 6. Spent the next 6 years trying to see more. Puberty hit, turned my porn interest to 11. Wanted to see every willing woman naked that has never stopped. Graduated to strip clubs, eventually prostitutes. Tried to stop many times. After it ruined my marriage, I found a 12-step program. I am in recovery.
Is that a porn addict? If you went to strip clubs and then to hookers, that sounds like a sex addict. Or are those different things?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be guessing. I don't think much about it. How about this? I get the concern for the kids on the playground, but in the U.S. of A., you have the right to earn a legal living not guided by the morality of others. Before I can really assess this situation, though, I need to do more intensive research. What's the name of that site? Well, we have some pictures linked at armstrongandgetty.com.
We do?
Purely
We're
for research.
We're linking pornography to our website
now.
It's not
pornography.
Is that where we are?
It's a pretty girl. They got quite a few of those shots around the internet. I don't know if you've seen them.
God, there's
a woman in lingerie, please.
I haven't seen these pictures, but there's a billboards on the highway my kids see that are pretty close to it, I got to believe. It's in the territory. I see billboards all the time where I think, I'd really rather that not be there.
Well, the more explicit stuff, which is not hardcore again, but it's body parts, that's behind a paywall. And that makes all the difference in the world to me.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that anecdotally, the existence of OnlyFans has very much cleaned the kind of casual nudity that you would see on Twitter. Because these people who are all doing that have now put it behind paywalls.
That's great. I want that.
So kind of a market forces it. Like, it wasn't Twitter coming down and saying, we got to get rid of this stuff, but just through.
Huh. I hadn't even considered, because I really am bothered by, because I got two boys that are screaming toward puberty. And I would love it if we got our heads wrapped around pornography on the internet somehow. I wish it was more difficult to find, that it could be put off in it should exist. I believe in freedom and all that, but it shouldn't be that easy to get to. If there was a financial, real financial incentive for it to be behind a paywall, that'd be awesome. Don't give it away for free. Nobody would want to give it away for free.
Yeah, well, it's a little more complicated than that. You lure people in with the free stuff and then sell them the enhanced product.
Oh, yeah, it has not eliminated it, but it has certain. I've noticed a certain difference in the quality of timelines since it's gone kind of more mainstream.
Joe, as you search constantly for porn on Twitter, there's just filling in the blank.
I didn't know there was porn on Twitter.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Huh. I thought they had a barrier to that.
No.
Okay.
So naive. Listen to little Jack grow up, everybody. Isn't it something?
Right.
Learning about the ways of the world.
Front of our eyes.
Oh, boy.
Time we have the talk, Jack.
Text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We played the first sounds ever from Mars earlier in the show. It sounds like wind anywhere. It's no big deal. It's not worth hearing. But the pictures. Yeah. Joe's doing that with his mouth. It's as
a two-club wind, folks, on Mars.
But I just looked at the video and the pictures that just came out overnight from NASA, and that's cool stuff, and there's going to be a lot more of it. It's got 23 cameras on it, I think, and the best camera technology. I keep saying, you know, look how much better your iPhone 12 is compared to a couple of years ago, which is the last time we had a rover there. That's how much better camera technology small camera has gotten.
Don't you have an iPhone 6 that's falling apart? I mean, it looks like somebody stomped it.
I dropped it again, and the screen got even more cracked. It's just amazing now.
It's got shards of glass sticking out of it.
It's a 7. I'm not a caveman, but it is rough to use. But anyway, the video, they've got the video of the landing that is so cool. You watch them lower that rover down on the ropes and stuff like that. It's really cool. We've had that at the website, by the way, armstrongandgetty.com.
Oh, watch the video. Cool. Have you heard an estimate of when we will have the definitive word on whether they've found life? Because as I understand it, they're digging up those little soil samples and then sending a different probe to pick them up and bring them back to Earth. So that's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
The travel time alone is about 6 months.
Yeah, it'll be a while.
Boo. I've lost interest already.
That'll be cool when they actually bring back Mars dirt and Mars rocks. Have you ever seen a real moon rock?
Yeah, I think I have. Don't they have one at the that fabulous Space Museum in Hutchinson, Kansas?
They absolutely do. Yeah. And that's the first place I ever saw one. And just looking at that rock and thinking that was on the moon blew my mind. Well, how about significantly further away? Instead of 186,000 miles, 293 million miles.
Right.
Looking at that, that would boggle your mind, man.
Mars dust, which sounds like the nickname of a drug that causes Floridians to eat each other's faces.
Right.
Speaking of Floridians, a Jupiter, Florida man was arrested for throwing a live alligator into a Wendy's restaurant drive-thru.
You're not supposed to do that? Through the drive-thru.
Joshua James, age 23, who looks like a gator chucker, was charged with aggravated assault.
This is not a small frosty! Throw an alligator through.
With aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, illegally killing, possessing, or capturing an alligator, and second-degree larceny petty theft. Apparently he drove off with a drink. It appears to be a prank. They do not speak to his motive. They just say he pulled up, made an order, hurled the gator into the restaurant, and drove off.
I would have yelled, after a while, crocodile, and just let him go. I didn't realize that's assaulting someone with a deadly weapon if you throw an alligator at somebody.
Well, a live alligator. This is poor journalism. It doesn't say how big the alligator was.
It's got to be small enough to go through the drive-thru window.
Oh, 3.5 feet. I'm sorry. It does say that. I apologize.
That's this
Wait length. A minute. 3.5 feet.
It's a decent length.
I'd chew your hand right off. You kidding me? You turn around with a couple of large drinks and the thing's gnawing on your arm.
You're trying to
get a hook.
You're trying to get a Baconator together, and this thing's chawing on your
First
knee.
Thing you need to do is secure the top jaw rope.
That's right. Right?
Be wary if it goes into the death roll.
All right, Steve Irwin.
I love Wendy's, by the way. Just their food. Oh.
Easily distracted by Gator Chucker. Also, this, we'll go big on this tomorrow, but Kevin McCarthy's out saying the so-called COVID bill, and he has it in quotes, only 9% of the $1.9 trillion will be spent to actually fight the pandemic or specifically address the pandemic.
I doubt that's far off.
Yeah, it's just a gigantic expenditure to allegedly revive the economy. You know what would revive the economy? Just let all the businesses open.
The Wall Street Journal said it's just a wish list of Democratic priorities over the past decade. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know you want a happy ending. I'm Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
I ask for no onions on my Baconator. There are onions on my Baconator. I'm going to throw an alligator at you.
You have angered me. Now, a reptile.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
So many people. Oh, that's the wrong thing to say. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Let's begin with our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, you know, I'm pasty white and doughy, but I'm thinking of starting a website with me shirtless. I think if I get enough subscribers per month, I might be able to earn a decent pizza.
Yeah, well, it's good to have goals. Positive Sean, our producer. Final thought, Sean?
A gator toss sounds like a name for a party in Florida, right? Oh, we're going to have a gator toss this weekend. Everybody come on by. You know what to bring. Right? That doesn't have a sound like that? Yeah, I'd go to a gator toss.
Yeah, I'm going to do some Mars dust and just get crunk. Jack's the co-host. He has a final thought for us, Jack.
I was thinking along the same lines as Michael. Is there anybody, I mean, we've got a supply-demand problem. I'm willing to supply. Is there a demand? I'm willing to abuse myself in horrible ways if there's any money in it.
Start simple. Look into feet pics.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Nobody wants a pic of my feet.
That's what you think.
That would creep me out. I'd rather not have the money than know somebody paid to see pictures of my feet. That's disgusting.
Speaking of creeping you out, I found the president's address last night just weird, wallowing in grief and sadness and despair. I kept waiting for him to turn it and say, but we got to be brave, we got to go forward, this is a great... But no, he just wallowing in despair. If you need that from the chief executive of the government, I don't get you. I would like to see him... carefully execute the laws of the United States.
Yeah, a lot of the progressive pundits I saw on TV just thought it was absolutely fantastic. You know, he was expressing what we feel and that sort of thing. And some people look for that out of the state, I guess. I do not.
Oh, that's so dangerous.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people have thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have links to everything we talked about, the articles, the videos, the hot Catholic school moms, what have you. View them. You can email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com if there's something we ought to be talking about. You can also get some great swag. Helps pay the fellas.
I can't believe we linked the mom's lingerie picture site.
It's informational.
If that's our number one topic that we get hits on, I'm disappointed in our audience. God bless America.
Can we get out of here, please?
This is beyond dumb.
I'm gonna call my lawyer.
I will not make that happen.
That is the climax of foolishness.
When it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
I'm not here to browbeat anybody.
Hiya!
Teaching math. If you have three men and two women, that's a fivesome. Fivesome. 3 + 2 = 5.
I don't think that was a serious addition to the conversation.
Armstrong and Getty.